Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight we talk about the highly anticipated new restaurant Barrio, which opened last week in River North. To call Barrio a Mexican restaurant is somewhat inaccurate. There are tacos, yes, and Mexican-inspired dishes, but the food borrows from other inspirations, including Japanese flavors. And when hearing that, Top Chef fans know exactly who's at the helm of Barrio. Top Chef Boston, Top Chef Charleston, and Top Chef Mexico contestant Katsuji Tanabe is now in Chicago. He had spent most of his career in L.A., and he's branched out to other cities, recently with his restaurant Mexicosher. But he's all in as the executive chef at Barrio, and he joins us tonight on The Download. Chef Tanabe, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation. You know, I hope people can understand my accent, you know, because there's really no subtitles in radio, so we're kind of screwed on that one.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
They'll pick it up. Welcome to Chicago. I guess we'll start, you know, Barrio opened up this week. Talk about coming to Chicago, being a chef here in this town. What did you know about it, and how's it been for the first one?
Well, the coolest thing about Chicago, I will say culinary speaking, it's like we have massive chefs, you know, Graham Elliott, Charlie Trotter. There's a great history, you know, Alan Grant. You know, it's being part of the culinary, how say, society of Chicago. Yeah. For me, it's actually quite impressive, and I'm very honored to be part of it now, and hopefully let's make it a huge for a long time. You know, Chicago, I've been coming here for the last 2 years when we started working on this project, and I couldn't be happier. You know, this city doesn't feel like L.A., it doesn't feel like New York. It's a city on its own, and I have never been so welcome at any other city like Chicago.
Well, I mean, just in the last 10 years alone, Chicago's become a culinary destination. Some of the chefs that you mentioned, it really is. I mean, the James Beards come here now. This becomes a mecca for the country when it comes to food and the foodie scene. Do you feel that? Do you know that? I mean, is that accurate to say that?
It's 100% accurate. You know, you see here in Chicago massive restaurants. You know, in L.A. and New York, we have small, you know, 40, 60 seats. Here, you have like a 250, 300, 400 seats. People love to go out for lunch and dinner. Rooftop patios, it's a big deal. People get excited when it's summer. People want to have fun. People want to be fed. And as a chef, we want to entertain. We want to please people. So, you know, what better city than Chicago to have this type of a restaurant?
I'll ask about advantages and disadvantages of cooking in a place that you're not from. The advantage, I would think, is that you can bring flavors and ideas that were not here in Chicago before. But is there a disadvantage to not necessarily being around long enough to know a lot about the Chicago diner?
Well, yes, that's a big thing. Coming from L.A., you're used to different size portions, and you know where your produce comes. You know, most of your produce will come either from California or Mexico. So here I'm starting to work with, like, Midwestern corn and tomatoes from local tomato. It's a different game, you know, and as a chef, it's very interesting. So, you know, the disadvantage will be like, oh, well, I know that in California I'm going to get this, this, and that. In Chicago, it's like, wow, look at this. Look at this corn. Oh, my God. Look. You know what? I'm so impressed. It's the beef. You know, like, everybody always talks about Midwestern corn-fed cattle, and sometimes we get it in LA, but here it's available everywhere. The quality of beef here, it's just impressive.
What do you miss from not being in Los Angeles? Is it, you know, when you don't have access to right across the border to go to Mexico and grab those kind of flavors? What do you miss by not being in Los Angeles?
I don't think I miss anything. I'm happy that here the vegan movement is not that big like in L.A., so we can actually put beef on everything. You know, L.A., I love L.A., but Chicago is definitely the place to be if you want to be entertained by food. And I mean entertained because nowadays, yeah, food has turned into the new theater, the new movies. You go out for dinner instead of going to the theater, instead of going to movies. People want to have an experience, you know. It's just not feeding your stomach. It's about feeding your ego, feeding your entertainment, feeding a lot of things. So Chicago is definitely the best place to, like, showcase our food.
As a chef, an executive chef, did you have to learn that in your career, that it is more than food, that it's entertainment, that the world is changing and that the restaurant experience is much more theatrical than it's ever been?
I think as a chef, you keep learning every single day and then you start growing. And something that I learned in the last, I would say, like a couple of years, thanks to the group that I'm part, Dynamic, these guys are so into detail about, like, yes, it's just food, but at the same time, how can we make them more of an entertainment, more of a destination? And, you know, sometimes as a chef, you're in the kitchen just coming out with a dish and you're not really thinking how that dish will affect the ambiance. And then partnering with Dynamic actually has helped me to understand that, you know, food, like I was saying, it's more than just something that is going to feed you. It's part of an entertainment. So how can we make it fun? So food should be fun as well as tasty.
You've had your own restaurants in L.A. and also New York and other places. But when you're opening a new place and you're the executive chef and you're coming into Barrio right here in River North, how much control do you have on the entertainment aspect? As you mentioned, you've partnered with Dynamic, who does Bar Siena and other mm-hmm. great places in Chicago. But how much do you think about not just the menu, but how the experience is going to unfold?
Well, the great thing is, like, running my restaurants on either New York or LA, I'm on my own. So, like, sometimes, you know, I have these ideas and I was like, oh, didn't work out. But here, being part of this massive group and they're all extremely passionate, you know, it's like, hey, I have this idea. And then they complement that idea and they're like, well, how can we take that? You know, we have every single item that we have on the menu has gone through, like, over and over and testing and like, how can we make it better? How can we make this more of a something that it's a wow factor without being like a gimmick? You know, we don't want to do gimmicks, but at the same time, it's like, how can we entertain people with the food? And I think we have accomplished that. Like I said, Dynamic has the knowledge of the city. They're loved in the city of Chicago. They run amazing restaurants, amazing nightclubs. So they're putting all that knowledge on a taco. You know, it all comes down to that.
Chef Katsuji Tanabe in studio. He, of course, is the executive chef at Barrio right here in River North, right here in Kinzie. And also former Top Chef contestant, a couple of different Top Chefs on Bravo. We'll do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. Chef Tanabe in studio tonight on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Chef Katsuji Tanabe. He is the executive chef at Barrio, the highly anticipated Mexican restaurant. And like I said at the beginning, I call it a Mexican restaurant, but it's not your standard fare Mexican restaurant because of your influence.
Well, and then nowadays, what's Mexican food? You know, Mexican food, if you talk about like authentic Mexican food, it will literally be just avocado and tortillas. Mm-hmm. Everything, it's an influence from the Spanish, the Moroccans, the Vietnamese, Chinese food. But Barrio, I'm excited about the fact that it's food that I was raised eating, you know, food that I know. In my case, my dad's Japanese, my mom is Mexican, and we never call it fusion. We would just call it dinner, and that's what it was, right. Just dinner. So when people say, well, how come you have all these things? It's like, well, I come from a family that it's a mix. And in Mexico, we have mix. You know, there's people from Asia, there's people from Europe, there's people from everywhere, just in America. But it's something that hasn't been exposed into this country. You know, just because I don't have, like, regional food from Oaxaca and I'm doing this, like, extremely authentic mole, that doesn't mean it's not
right,
Mexican.
Right.
You know, Mexican, for me, it's a way of life. It's something that I enjoy eating it. And something that we actually try to make a huge effort is, like, Barrio. You can be in the mood for Mexican, or you don't have to be in the mood of Mexican. You know, when you have those parties, and this happens to me quite often. Like, where should we go for dinner? And I was like, well, we should go here. No, I don't want Italian. I don't want pasta. Barrio, it's a place that you can actually, you know, if you're not in the mood for tacos, we have amazing fish. You're not in the mood for, like, chips. Well, have some ceviches or have the menu. It's Latin inspired, Mexican, obviously, because I'm Mexican. But you don't go there because you want to eat, like, this cheesy, gooey, right. Like, you know, heavy on bean and rice dishes.
Well, I mean, we know this about you, for anyone who watched Top Chef, the three different Top Chefs that you've been on. Your background plays a big role in that show through the storylines and the narratives. But talk about, as you mentioned, your dad was Japanese, your mother was Mexican. Those flavors, you don't automatically think that the flavors of Asia and the flavors of Mexico go hand in hand. But there is some similarities with the fire.
I live in Japan for almost a year, and that's where I trained to be. After culinary school, I trained to be a chef. Something very important in Japanese food, it's the umami. Anywhere you go in Japan or Japanese food, you have that, like, strong umami. It's a monotone flavor. It's the same flavor over the whole dinner. You know, like, you have the dashi, you have the misos, you have the soy sauce, which are very rich, but they're monotones. And then you go with the Mexican side that we are, like, heavy on spice, lime, cilantro, high acidity. And then when you marry those flavors, we're actually coming out with an amazing combination, because something that I learned on Top Chef, you know, through different seasons, it's like, you want to have a well-balanced dish, something that has that sweet, that spicy, that sour, that umami. So what better type of cuisine that utilizing flavors are already in my family? You know, when I was young, my dad would always cook with miso. That would be, instead of using salt, let's put miso, let's put soy sauce. So going back, I never call it a fusion. It was just, like, something that worked. And for me, like, when I was a little boy, like eating fideo soup, you know, the noodle soup, my dad would be like, put some soy sauce. And I thought as an adult that everybody will put soy sauce on their fideo. And I was like, nope, that's actually just you and your family because you guys are Japsicans, you know.
Fusion is this idea that people are experimenting with different flavors and bringing them together. And this isn't really an experiment for you. This is something you grew up with, and it's natural. This is just the way that you lived your life, and you've been able to take the how you learned how to cook, become a professional, and implement that.
Of course. And the greatest things that a lot of people say to me when they over social media, it's like, oh, my God, I saw you on TV, and your food looks so good. I wish I could taste it. Now Chicago has the opportunity to taste the food that actually I did on Top Chef, that the flavors that I was well known. You know, I could have won the whole thing. I didn't win it. But people now can come and literally be the judge and see what flavors I was showcasing at this, like, beautiful place and have fun, have drinks. Definitely Barrett's a place to be. You know, it will be the place to be. Right now it's amazing. But just imagine having, like, margaritas. Our mezcal selection is amazing. We're working with El Patron, you know, amazing tequila. So just imagine sitting in the summer having like a couple of mezcal shots, tequila shots, margaritas, and having tacos. What else could you ask in Chicago at, you know, with this weather?
Chef, it's interesting because, yes, you're right. That's a big draw. There's going to be a lot of people who watch Top Chef are going to want to go to Barrio and taste your cuisine just from watching how you built those dishes in the several seasons of Top Chef. Is there a lot of expectation that's put on your shoulder or stress that people are going to come out and want something that's wild, want something that's different? Oh, Chef Tanabe, he does things that are different. It's going to be crazy. It's going to wow me. I mean, does that change your expectation as a chef, that your reputation precedes you?
Well, of course, the moment you put yourself on TV and then you start cooking on national TV, people have definitely these high expectations. And you can see that next door with Cena Tavern when Fabio came. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go to the Cena Tavern, just the flavors are just amazing. And you know he's behind the stove. You know he's, like, coming out with dishes. So it's the same thing for me. Behind Barrio, I'm there. I'm checking the food. I'm tasting it. And people see the way I cook. You know, I don't take myself too serious, but I'll take my food extremely serious. And yes, the expectations are high. Chicago, it's a very foodie city. It sounds kind of douchey to say foodie, but, you know, we're world foodies. But it's like Chicago, you know, something that I realize, people like to eat. People are expecting to be impressed. So I'm not going to go and, like, play it safe and do it. Yeah, like, well, right. You know, if I say it's spicy, it's because it's spicy. If it's sour, it's because it's sour. We want to make people realize that, you know, our Mexican food, it's amazing. It's not your traditional. It's not your, like I was saying, heavy on cheese, heavy on beans. Actually, I don't think we have beans. You know, we're probably the only Mexican restaurant with no beans. But listen, it's just, yeah, the bar is really high. And I hope people come, taste it. I walk through the dining room. I want to hear comments. I want to hear the bad things. You know, the good things, I already know it. I want to hear the bad things. I know, how can we be the best Mexican restaurant in the city of Chicago?
What, from your experience that you've had, and you talked about your restaurant in L.A., which is a well-established, respected restaurant, and then also the work in New York as well. What have you learned from running your own restaurant that you apply to Barrio, that you bring for this being the next project, as you evolve as a, not just a chef, but an executive chef and a restaurateur?
I will say the number one thing that I learned, it's actually, there's so many things. It will be hard to put them together. But one, it's like you never stop learning. And number two, we are here to give service. We're in the service industry. We're here to please. And something that is extremely important to me, it's listening to the comments. What can I do to make your experience better? Never be like, well, you know, I'm on Top Chef, or I was on Top Chef. I know what's better. I know this is good. No, you know what? It's like, well, I think it needs more sauce. I think it needs more acid. I'm always opening. You know, you will think that being on TV will make your ego bigger and be like, oh, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. I'm actually became more humble. I got more in contact with my roots of cooking Mexican. And as a business owner, as an executive chef, as somebody who's the face of a massive restaurant like Barry it is, it's about how can we please and make sure we have repeat customers. We want you to come back. Our menu is huge for a reason. We want you to taste 2-3 things and then come back next week. Come back on Sunday. Try something else. You know, the menu is always evolving. We're always trying to please all our guests, you know, like working with David and Luca, the owners of a Dynamic, you know, they're always like, okay, what if we change this? What if we change that? It's always, how can we give the best experience in Chicago?
My last question, we have a lot of chefs in here, a lot of Top Chef alums in Chicago as well. And we'll talk about their lives, and they'll talk about getting a chance to open their own restaurants and, and whatever. And a lot of times, because of the celebrity, the cult status around you, people just already put you up on a pedestal that you're a celebrity chef. But the life of a chef, an executive chef, is nonstop. Get up early in the morning and you work night. I'm sure that's the case with your restaurants in L.A. and New York. It's not necessarily a celebrity lifestyle. There's a lot of celebrity that goes into it, and being on Top Chef is great, but you're working constantly. How do you approach that? How do you approach a job that you are essentially having to put your blood, sweat, and tears in on every given night?
I couldn't do this without people behind me. You know, right next to my left, I have Cara. She literally runs my life while I'm in Chicago. She wakes me up and it's like, we have a radio interview, a TV show. I owe her all my life in Chicago. In L.A., I have my manager is running my restaurant. It's not a celebrity lifestyle. And by the way, I hate calling myself, or I would never dare to say that I'm a celebrity. I'm just a cook that cooks.
You're a celebrity chef, though.
I think makes tacos. But I'm saying it's important to have a team that it's loyal, that they care, that they want to be better in what they do. You know, they don't have to be involved with the food part, but, you know, we have great marketing degrees. We have great financial advisor, things like that. It's about creating a good team. And, you know, you said...
Are you a control freak? Are you the kind of guy that's like, no, in the kitchen, this is the way it's got to be? I'll do it.
I like to trust. I like to take whatever my chefs have to offer and then embrace it. And I want to make them like, hey, you want to create a special? Yeah, do it. I want to see what they have and trust, because when I'm not there, they're running the whole place. They have to be the one in charge. Right. And by the way, when you were saying that you have a lot of top chefs here in Chicago, yes, but not as charming as me, so, you know. And, with, you know, the Mexican accent's amazing.
Yeah. Chef Katsuji Tanabe is the executive chef at Barrio, the brand-new restaurant that's right here in River North on Kinzie. Of course, the celebrity chef from Top Chef, three different seasons. Chef Tanabe, thanks so much for taking some time on Talk.
No, thank you so much. And please, guys, let's have a mezcal shot and some churros whenever you guys come to the restaurant, okay?